in the springtime when it's like April and you get that one warm day where you're wearing shorts and everything's beautiful and you think spring is finally here, and then the next day it snows. Yep. But that's what it felt like with this last lockdown. It just felt like, you know, COVID's over, we're all getting our vaccines, we're gonna start doing stuff, and then like, bam, we're in lockdown again. And so it's been hard, but then I was looking back at my journey with God and realizing like all the times I hit a wall and things were bad and God showed up in like really surprising ways. So I think it's been, in the past I had more like crisis of faith kind of thing going through stuff, but at this time I feel like my faith has stayed really strong because God has always shown himself to be faithful, and so I trust that something's going to come out of this, although I'm not seeing what it is at this moment. But this year, because I homeschool, and one of my kids has a lot of learning challenges, and normally I have so much support like from outside, and this year it's been all on me, and it's been really heavy. So I feel like in the last couple of weeks, God has really given me this one verse to get me through this season, and it's John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that's, God always gives me these verses that just really hit me where I where I need it, because I'm just, you know, I'm like, the world right now is crazy, and you know, everything's nuts, but it just helps so much to remember that, you know, God is above all of that.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that verse is that, like, when he says, I tell you these things that you may have peace, these things that he's just told them are all these awful things that are going to happen to them. He's like, by the way, I'm telling you this, you know, about all the persecution that's going to come so that you may have peace.
But I guess so, it's good to know, because if, like, if you had all this persecution, be like, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. But if he, you know, he gave them a heads up, so that'd be like, okay, this is is part of the process. This is, part of the refining.
Have you had any moments, like, over the last year where you're like, oh yes, God was with me in that, where you could just really clearly see God working?
What I've really liked in this last year is, I never thought I would like this, but the online church, because my husband never comes to church with us, and he's totally fine with me, you know, teaching my kids about religion, and he thinks it'll give them good values or whatever. Oh my gosh, my dog's at the door. Anyway, but he doesn't come to church. But now with the online church, like, he sits in the next room, but we have it on and it's loud and he's hearing it, and then he'll wander in and he'll say, oh, I just wanted to see what was going on, or he might have a question or something. And even then, I was on this other Zoom call with a minister and a bunch of people, and he was answering questions, and they were really basic questions, and I was kind of bored because it was like, it was like a class, and we did half the class and there were all these questions, and there was the other half of the class, and I just wanted to get on with the class. But my husband was like, oh no, no, turn it up, I want to hear what he has to say. And so I was like, okay. So I just thought that it was really neat that in this, all this inconvenience of having to do the online classes and the online church, that God kind of snuck in there and was able to reach my husband in a way that I had not anticipated. So
that's very cool. Yeah, like you said, like, God, like, snuck in there. Like, he can use anything, right? I know it doesn't have to be, I mean, it's wonderful when we can meet together and lay hands on each other and hug and stuff, but it's pretty amazing what God can do through anything.